We're doing Seder HaKabbalah, and we're up to the fifth chapter. The period of the Amoraim. Aval Achreim Itchil Dor Amoraim. After that generation which he described, that generation that was the seam, the generation in between the period of Tanaim and Amoraim, we do begin the generation of Amoraim. V'dor Rishon Mehem Shmuel. The first generation consisted of Shmuel, Marukva, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yanai. Interesting, because Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi. Rabbi Chanina, Bar Chama, and Rabbi Ephes. Vaya Rabbi Yochanan Katan Beota Sha'a, Vekibel Tchilam Rabbi Yoshaya, Vachakach Rabbi Yanai. At that period, Rabbi Yochanan was still small. He got his tradition from Rabbi Yoshaya, a disciple of Rabbi's, and then later on from Rabbi Yanai. וחיבר גמרא ירושלמית בכל השישה סדרים לבד טהרות. And then Rabbi Yochanan, the first generation of Amoraim, compiled the Jerusalem Talmud in all the six orders other than Taharos. The Kuf Pei Shana Achar Churban, 180 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And you guys have homework. See the riff at the end of the first chapter of Erevin. And we'll talk about it next week. וגדולי המחברים, or tomorrow, כתבו בשין שנה, ולא יראה כן בשום פנים. And some of the great works write that he compiled it 300 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and that doesn't seem right at all. וכשירד רב לבבל, מצא שם רבי שאלה. When Rav descended to Babylon, he met Rabbi Sheila over there, ולא רצה לקבל שרה להיות ראש ישיבה בימיו שלו להחליש דעתו. And in Rabbi Sheila's days, Rav did not want to accept the position of being Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't want to hurt his feelings. He didn't want to hurt him.
Then he, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the same. He lived like what? He lived 300 years.
This isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Right, but he's a first generation Amora, and he compiled the Gemara.
The Yerushalmi. Okay.
200 years later.
180 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Wait a second. Rebbe was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe was two generations after the Churban Abayis.
Rebbe Yochanan learned under, when was the Gemara Yerushalmi compiled?
He says 180 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. If Rebbe Yochanan learned by Rebbe Yoshaya, who learned by Rebbe,
I was under the impression it was 100 years after that.
Who was 100 years after what?
I was under the impression that the Gemara Yerushalmi was in the 4th century according to the other accounts.
Some say it was 300. Okay. So that's much later, right? He says there are those who say that, but that's not so. He doesn't agree with that. So Rav did not want to become Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel in Rabbi Shela's days. V'nitpakesh ben Arda, they summoned him to be in the yeshiva in Arda. V'lo ratzam pnei kvodo shel Shmuel sheya sham Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't want to be Rosh Yeshiva in Arda because Shmuel was Rosh Yeshiva there. V'alach l'sura v'hi matamachsia v'haya sham l'rosh. So he went to Sura, which is also called in the Gemara matamachsia, and over there he was the Rosh Yeshiva. ושמואל קבע פרקו בנערדה, וזהו עניין שתי ישיבות. Shmuel was set in Narda, and that's why you find that there were two yeshivas, Sura and Narda. That you had two Rosh Yeshiva, and then it continued as two yeshivas, Sura and Narda.
What's the chiddush of two different cities?
What?
Why should two different cities have the same Rosh Yeshiva?
I guess they weren't so far apart, so ordinarily you'd assume people would all unite to learn Torah. The answer is that they wanted Rav at the helm. Really, Rav was bigger than Shmuel in many areas. So they wanted Rav to be ahead. Rav wouldn't take a position where Shmuel was present or Rav Shela was present. So they sent them off to another town and they said, okay, be Rosh Yeshiva there. They wanted the people of the time, the rabbis of the time. ובסדר הקבלה של רבינו ניסים מצינו שירידת רב לבבל הייתה בשנת תפקוף למד לשטרות שהין כופנון אחר חורבן. In Rav Nisim's Seder HaKabbalah, it says Rav descended to Babylon 133 years in the Shtaros, which is 150 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. I'm sorry, 430 years to the Shtaros, which is 150 years after the Churban. Shareishin pei shana kodem haChurban tchil minyan haShtarot leMalchut Yevanim. It was 180 years before the destruction that they agreed to honor the Greeks, that they would count their documents based on the Greek Empire, and that was 180 years before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. V'sheftiyoto haya b'shenat taf kuf nun chet she'ikuf ha'in chet achar chulban. And Rav Nissim writes that Rav passed away in the year 558, which is 178 after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. V'shu shvat Rabbi Yochanan be'etz Yisrael l'rosh yeshiva hayta b'yamav shel Rav b'shenat taf tzadi she'ishnat kuf yud achar chulban. And that Rav Yochanan was established as the Rosh Yeshiva in the year 110 after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash in Rav's lifetime. Umalach pei shana, Rav Yochanan was Rosh Yeshiva for 80 years. V'nishtal b'shnat taf kuf ayin, shishnat kuf tzadi achar chulban. And Rav Yochanan passed away 190 years after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. This is all from Rav Nissim.
Who's Rav Nissim?
I assume when he says Rabbeinu Nissim, he means Rav Nissim Gon. I assume so.
Rav and Rav Yochanan were not the same.
We're not the same what?
Person.
No.
What's Rav's name?
Abba. I think so.
Seriously?
I think so. I think that's what it says, yeah. I think so. Vishmuel niftar v'shnat taf kuf peichet Shehi Shnat Kuf Peichet Achar Churban. And Shmuel passed away 188 after the Churban, meaning 2 years before Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so that's the first generation. Our key figures that we have to remember from this first generation of Amoraim is Shmuel, Marukva, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Yanai. Those are the key figures. And that Rabbi Yochanan initially learned from Rabbi Oshaya and then from Rabbi Yanai. The second generation, אחרים קם דור שני שמן המוראים, ומהם בבבל מתלמידי רב ושמואל. In Babylon, the second generation consisted of the disciples of Rav and Shmuel, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, who often is quoting Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Kahana Rishon, we will see that there are at least two Rav Kahanas. So the first Rav Kahana, which the Gemara often treats almost like a Tana, the Gemara assumes people wouldn't disagree with him. Rav Chama bar Yecheskel, Rami bar Chama, Rabbi Elazar, who was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman, Rabba bar Bar Chana, Ravida bar Ahava, Rabba bar Avua, Ravida bar Avua, Rav Sheshat, who was blind. Rav Anon, who compiled Tana de Beilio. Rav Matna, Rav Simi Barashi, Rav Chia Barashi, Rav Yitzchak Barashi, and Rav Chama bar Gurya. And many other rabbis who we didn't mention, meaning you have many more rabbis mentioned in the Talmud who were in that generation, and then you have rabbis who we don't even know about who were in that generation. That when Rav Papa would finish his class, 180 rabbis would remain. So we don't have 180 rabbis throughout the Talmud that we don't mention here. So he says, yeah. Okay, yeah, there are a lot of rabbis who never made it to the Talmud. What were we saying? Sorry. Just a second, let me get his train of thought. Okay, if you remember, you'll tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Happens to me too. Only when I do it in the middle of class, not so much fun. Yeah.
Where do we know all these dates? Well, how does Rav Nissim know all these dates? It's still several hundred years.
I don't know.
It's not in the
probably
Gemara.
Tradition, right. Right. It's not in the Gemara. Probably tradition. I mean, we have books from the period of the Gaonim where even the early Rishonim, they quote things that don't appear in the Gemara. They quote things that Hillel Paskin that doesn't appear anywhere in the Shas. I mean, you have things from Masora that are quoted that just don't appear in the Shas. That they had a Masorah, yeah. This, in this case, came before Hillel, and he passed like this. In the introduction to the Amudei HaRazim, he quotes, it's an early work, he quotes stuff that he had his own tradition that doesn't appear anywhere. All the way going back to Hillel. Okay, so that's tradition, yeah. V'achem Rav Chista
v'achem... These are Babylonian rabbis?
He's quoting so far Babylonian rabbis, right. Even though... So I'm saying now, the second generation, he's been quoting Babylonian rabbis, as far as I see. And then afterwards, We find in Babylon Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshat, which is interesting because he mentioned Rav Sheshat in the second generation. Although Rav Sheshat was in the second generation, he's also part of the third generation, and Rabbi Zera as well. Ve'achreihem, and after them came Rabba and Rav Yosef, which is interesting because Rabba is usually assumed to be contemporary of Rav Chisda. He seems to put him a little later than Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshet. And it could be that what he means by mentioning them as pairs is that they were Rashi Yeshivas. I'm not sure. Rabba and Rav Yosef, yeah. V'achehem Abaye v'Rava. Now Rava married Rav Chisda's daughter. That's why I always assume that Rav Chisda and Rabba were contemporaries, because Rava learnt under Rabba and Rav Yosef, and Rav Chisda was his father-in-law. Rava married Rav Chisda's daughter. Abaye married Rav Chisda's daughter and died, and then Rava married her. Okay. And then she died. V'achehem, she was beautiful. When she came to town, there's a whole story. When Abaye died, so it was the second husband she buried. So Abaye's widow came to court, and Rava was so taken by his beauty, he said, "Wait!" And he went back home and he told his wife, "I want to spend time with you." She said, "What happened in the middle of the day?" He says, "Well, I saw a beautiful woman, so I said I have to come and see you. I have to be with you." So she picked up her bat and went looking after Abaye's wife and said, "Get out of here, you. Not enough that you killed two husbands. You want to kill my husband, too?" Chased her out of town.
I just want to get very clear. Rabba, Abaye.
Okay, so Rabba. The hey is in the name of Rabba. Yeah. Yehesh mei Rabba. Rabba and Rav Yosef were both the rabbis. Abaye and Rava were both the students. Abaye and Rava learned under Rabba and Rav Yosef.
And which one? Which or... Both
of them Abaye was Rava was more under Rabba, and Abaye was more Rav Yosef's prime disciple. Rav Papa was the prime disciple of Rava's, and then you have Rav Kahana Asheni, the second Rav Kahana, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua, and after them Ravina and Ravashi and Marba Ravashi. That was the last generation of Amoraim in Babylon, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the generations in Israel. Well, we'll pick up with the Amoraim of Israel tomorrow, B'zachem.